हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे वेलकम to this episode of the Kartik Inspirations. Today I took my bicycle and rode to Gulalkund, where a few months ago we celebrated the Holi festival. The pujari recognized me immediately. It was the same one with whom I had danced. He had invited me to do this and shown me some dancing figures. And when he saw me, he embraced me and was very, very happy. This is actually a typical for Vrindavan. They are very close with people whom they accept. And to accept someone, a Brijbasi only wants to see that he likes Krishna. This whole mood echoes actually the atmosphere and the real and the eternal, the transcendental Vrindavan. The Lord, there is a close Lord. One of his friends there is Subhadra, the son of Upananda, who has very fine intelligence, which he has directed to astrology. He's so good in it that he defeats even Brihaspati and the heavenly planets in learning. And Mother Yashoda goes every morning to him and asks him to read the charts for Krishna so that Krishna knows what meadow is best on that day for his cows and so on. So Subhadra is so worried that Krishna doesn't have some accident that he constantly sits over his charts and calculates Sri Krishna's luck and also bad luck. What closeness, what love in action. This mood is very nicely explained in the Hari Bhakti Sutta Daya, where Lord Nrsingadev calls Prahlad forward. He doesn't want him to be in the distance, but wants to put him on his lap. And he says, "O child, give up this reverence that simply causes fear and respect to awaken within you. I don't like this kind of reverence towards me by my devotees. Please show some free feelings of love towards me. The devotees see me and speak with me with love and not with fear. Although I am self-satisfied, I experience this as ever fresh. And although I am eternally liberated, the love and affection of my devotees ties me with ropes." This is how you can understand Braj Krishna. He is the Lokika Sat Bandhu. That's how it is explained in Briha Bhagavatamrita. A good worldly friend. I remember once Prabhupada told a devotee who wanted to know in what mood to chant that he should address the Lord with the feeling, "Oh, my friend. Oh, my friend, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, my dear friend." This type of mood is very pleasing to Krishna, and it is really coming out of the pages of Raghunath Das Goswami's writing about the eternal Vrindavan and the eternal associates of Lord Krishna, who see the Lord as their very best friend, whom they serve with their respective abilities. What could this mean for us? Well, very simply put, the devotee who wants to build a closer relationship with Krishna should ask himself, have I pleased Krishna today? Have I done something exclusively for his pleasure? And once the devotee entertains such thoughts, he will actually experience the Lord not as a distant entity, a distant God, but a very close nearby God. See you for the next Kartik Inspirations.